101K UFO.
Try it again.
101K UFO.
Practice it again until you feel comfortable with it.
101K UFO, Portland's Rock.
What is the address to your emergency?
I'm currently driving, but I just saw a giant blue flash in the sky, and it came down into the city.
It looks like a 3 to 4 of them. They're just popping up all over the place. These are huge. I've never seen anything like this.
It flashed from the west and lit up the whole freaking neighborhood.
Now I'm getting 3 of them, separated by about 30 kilometers. They're very strong. They look like a triangle on my skull, but they're spiking.
Surprise a lot of you, it certainly surprised a lot of us. The Vatican is looking to the heavens for signs of life.
It's Geezer Butler on KUFO, area code 51, talking about the Norway doomsday spiral. A lot of people thinking about this, whether or not it's a big wormhole or it's something more, if aliens are coming or whatever. Let's go to line one with Robert. Robert, hi, you're on KUFO and Ground Zero.
How's it going? Hey, I was just really wondering, I was watching True TV and Jesse Ventura has some conspiracy theory show.
Yeah, he talked about HARP, didn't he?
HARP.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were saying that they're not like they're not making destructive weapons or anything, but really, what is the purpose of that thing?
It's to cook the ionosphere so they can lower the aurora borealis to talk to submarines.
Oh, okay.
That's their claim. But it has the power to do other things like earthquakes and geophysical problems and bring planes out of the sky. It has. When you're firing that much electricity into the sky, somebody's got to feel it somewhere.
Yeah, like they said, like someone said they shot down something.
Oh, yeah.
Shot down a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And
blew a plane out of the sky. It can cause weather formations, cause tornadoes to come out of nowhere. It can do all kinds of crazy stuff.
It's on the Air Force funds it.
Yeah, the Air Force runs it. Yes, they do. It's private property up there, Gakko in Alaska. You can look it up. I'm not making this up. Hey, Robert, thank you for your call. Okay, let's go to Dylan on line two now. Dylan from Battleground, you're on Ground Zero. Go ahead.
Hi, I would just like to talk about the.
You there? Okay, he gave up. Let's go to Mark now in Kelso on line three. Mark, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde. I was just, like, sitting in bed listening to the radio as I was falling asleep and got this station, and it sounded like you're reading from a science fiction book.
Sounds like I'm reading from a science fiction book, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But well, I'm not.
I heard you use the term aliens a couple times, and from what it sounds like is that they're trying to break through the other dimensions. Now, aliens, I define that as from this dimension.
Okay.
From off the Earth and non-human.
Okay.
But if we're trying to get into another dimension, couldn't that mean that we're actually trying to contact ourselves?
You know, that could be true. You know, there's something called extraterrestrials. There's interterrestrials, and then there's something called uber-terrestrial, or something that's more than just extraterrestrial or alien. It's something that's from another dimension completely. And yes, we could be trying to contact ourselves from the future. You're right.
So we'd be trying to unite against ourselves. Isn't that ironic?
Wouldn't that be weird? And like I said, you know, it's called reverse causality. We're basically moving everything now in potentiality. Think about this. Obama got his Nobel Prize for his potential peacekeeping.
Yeah.
We got the vaccine against the swine flu for a potential danger against the country. We have also the situation with the environment, with the green situation, with global warming, for a precautionary science. Not real science, but precautionary. Everything based on future theory, not future fact. How's that for bizarre?
That's bizarre.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling.
No problem.
Let's go to Matt now on line four. Matt, hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey there, Clyde. Hey. This is my first time ever hearing the show.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, my friend came home and said I should listen to it, and I've been enjoying it. And I can tell you are pretty well informed in everything you're talking about.
Thank you.
I just had a clarifying question of, if I understood you rightly, a few minutes ago you were saying that there was a sort of a movement afoot to claim it as alien visitations or to create a kind of alien scare.
Well, there's actually a theory going around. It's called Project Bluebeam. It's a theory that if we cannot create a second coming, I mean, if we can't have a second coming, we'll create one. If we can't have an alien invasion, we'll create one. In fact, Wernher von Braun, the man that gave us the moon rockets, said before he died, that one of the things that will happen, there'll be an alien threat. It'll be a fake alien threat created by your government in order to unite us under one umbrella, much like global warming is doing, to create a new world order. And that's what Wernher von Braun had said. Of course, Wernher von Braun was a former Nazi, so he should know.
Mm-hmm. I guess I wonder, you know, what would happen then, and maybe this is just, there's no knowing, but what's your view on what if there really were an alien encounter?
I tell you what, I'll go into that in the next hour. I'll tell you a lot about how I feel about the idea of disclosure and whether or not a government should come forward and tell us that there are aliens, okay? I'll do that in the next hour.
Sure. Okay.
Hey, thank you for calling in.
Sure.
All right, take care. Sarah, Alex, Mitchell, we see you. We're going to get to you after the top of the hour. We've got another song to play. We're going to get to you tonight talking about the Norway Doomsday Spiral. If you have anything you want to say about it, 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. If you want to talk about the possibility of an alien threat, the Catholic Church has already gone on the record as saying that, yes, Virginia, there are aliens. Be ready for them. They're coming. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. And we'll be back.
An alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
Left baffled by an unexplained circular light, seen hovering high over Moscow Wednesday evening. Scientists have rejected claims of UFO activity, saying the white cloud was no more than an optical illusion. A flying saucer-shaped cloud has been spotted in the skies above Romania. People who filmed the video say the cloud viewed from a distance, which is outlined by a ring of sunlight, looks like an alien clock. The Catholic Church is exploring if life exists elsewhere in the universe.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from KUFO, 101 KUFO in Portland, Oregon. Being heard at www.kufo.com, ZeroPointRadio.com is going to be replaying the shows. Be listening for that opportunity. In the meantime, you can go to ZeroPointRadio.com online, get in the chat room, talk with people all over the world that are listening to Ground Zero right now on KUFO.com. I'd like to say hello to Portland. It's been a while since I've been on the radio. I'm back now in a great place, KUFO. How appropriate as we talk about aliens tonight, UFOs, and the doomsday spiral over Norway. A lot of people are saying, what is that? I didn't even hear about it. I didn't hear about it on the news. It's been all over the news. A wormhole of some kind opened up in Norway. It happened. The Russians say that first they said, well, it was one of our rockets. Then they denied it was one of their rockets. Then CERN, of course, the place where they're doing the super collider experiments with the Higgs boson, it fired up that night. You can go to groundzeromedia.org. That's www.groundzeromedia.org. Go into the new articles, and you'll be able to see the footage online of the spiral over Norway. There was an article about the collider in the New York Times. There's also a link there. Talks about on Tuesday evening, December 8th, CERN's Large Hadron Collider, located in Switzerland, smashed together subatomic particles at the highest energies ever reached by human-made accelerators. Now, that area is near the Norwegian border and France and all these other areas. They were saying that what was going on is something was quantumly transferred to the massive partial reflection medium-frequency atmospheric radar facility that's located in Norway. It was operated by the European Incoherent Scatter Facility, which is similar to our HEART project, which is called the American High Frequency Active Aural Research Program. Now, for those of you that watch True TV, Jesse Ventura recently talked about this very subject with Nick Begich, who's a good friend of mine, talked to him about this on the television show Conspiracy Theories. Now, the HEART project is very real. It's used to bend the ionosphere, heat the ionosphere, so they can talk with submarines. In fact, some people consider it one of the biggest weapons of mass destruction ever constructed that is on U.S. soil. Now, when we're talking about quantumly transferred high-energy beams being received in Norway, pulsed vertically into the upper atmosphere, then we start seeing the spiral-like display. People say, well, it could be a dimensional doorway to let beings in, similar to what we saw in the mist, similar to what's been heard about when L. Ron Hubbard and Jack Parsons tried to do it in 1947 using a spell created by the evil Aleister Crowley. See, this stuff has been going on for years. And as I said before, it has been talked about. Ronald Reagan had said our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And what's really odd is that back on November 27th, there was a rumor going around that we would soon hear from the government a confirmation of extraterrestrial life. Whether it be faked or real is not the problem. It is part of what is known as the core question, whether or not we are alone in the universe. Our government confirming the alien presence on Earth or elsewhere. The thing that has me bothered, though, about this is that disclosure can be tricky. Why? Because they are going to release the information about aliens on their terms. You understand? The government will do it on their terms. The Catholic Church, the Vatican, the Jesuits, the astronomers and the Jesuits have said now that yes, there are aliens. We are investigating the idea. Because if God is an infinite God, he creates aliens. They're a part of our lives. And impacts of disclosure by our government and by the church and by could be a mental, emotional, spiritual, social, governmental, military, economic, technological breakthrough, but it could also be our doomsday. There could be many important, complex, and sensitive aspects to such a disclosure that would need to be handled carefully and safely. However, it needs to be pointed out that disclosure by any government is on that particular government's terms. And I said that before, and I'll say it again. It is on their terms. And the American people will have to determine if such a disclosure is truth or perhaps a well-planned-out agenda that can place the world into a crisis, into a panic state, and to create the unifying New World Order. Now, this isn't paranoia. This is if you're looking at the reality of an alien threat or looking at the reality of a core secret. Now, core secrets are what are given to the president on a need-to-know basis. The president probably doesn't even know about aliens. I promise you that. A lot of people say, well, the president should know this. No, the president doesn't know. He's on a need-to-know basis. In the movie Independence Day, if you remember, they landed the president at Area 51, and he said, well, this was just what we were using for World War II. That sort of thing. It wasn't part of the black budget. And the one guy says, that's not necessarily so, Mr. President. We have aliens there. But see, through several intelligence reports, the president does not know about core secrets of aliens. In fact, Obama has laughed about it. And if you remember, during the Democratic presidential debates, Tim Russert, who is now dead, asked the candidates if they believed in aliens. That, and you can go back and do research on this. Go to your Google or go to your YouTube, type in UFOs, aliens, Democratic debates, and you will find that, yes, they pose the questions. Why? Why were UFOs a part of this? Dennis Kucinich, maybe? Who knows? But no one knows why these questions were asked. No one knows why the Catholic Church has now gone on the record to say, yes, aliens exist. And now we have this spiral, this strange wormhole opening up over Norway. Are you ready for the alien reality? Is this country ready for the alien reality? Because all core intelligence information is protected, even if it's crazy, even if what I'm saying is not true, even if what my findings using freedom of information or whatever are not true, you need to understand that that's also protected too. The government controls the disinformation and the information, because what aliens mean to this planet are something that is part of a doomsday blueprint. Even if the aliens have good intentions, they still can destroy our way of life, from religion to politics. Think about it. If we find out aliens are real, then religion is dissolved. That's why the Catholic Church has said aliens are real, because they don't want to lose their hold on the people. So they've already covered their ass, pretty much. Okay? So now we move to politics. Politics has to address it, so they address it when they're having the debates. Then, okay, religion, politics. What else is left? Science. Now, science, what would happen if science tells you they're aliens? Science would dissolve. Why? Because people wouldn't want to study what's going on here on Earth. They want to study what's going on up in space. Exosciences. Exotheocracy, which is what the religion would be. It's all about what's out there and not what's down here. Which is a doomsday. This would change our way of life. It would almost be an extinction level event in a philosophical sense if we find out aliens are real. And if they decide to fake an alien attack, or if they fake an alien threat, if this whole thing, this created spiral over Norway, was part of something called Project Bluebeam, where they're trying to fake an alien threat, then, you know, why are they doing it? Because they want to unite the people. We're going to go to some phones right now. Call us at 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. Sarah, you've been very patient on line 5. Let's go to Sarah now. Hi, you're on ground zero.
Hi there. Yeah, so to say the least, I definitely don't know much about this topic, and so maybe I'm missing a lot. And I guess you've kind of answered some of the questions in, like, the last little blurb that you did. But, like, there's so much talk about, like, the presentation of aliens and, like, our reality as a threat. Like, why does it have to be a threat?
Well, think about this. Okay, do you want to know if aliens are real or not?
I'm kind of indifferent about it, but I think, like, whether or not they're real.
Okay, you're indifferent.
Kind of a matter of fact, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
If they're real, they're real. They're already real. It's not going to change.
Well, it may not change your opinion. It may not change your attitude, but think about this. Science would have to change, because you'd have to now throw out everything in the science books that states that we're the only life out in the universe. We'd have to rewrite religion, because a lot of religions believe that God created the heaven and the earth. No aliens, but he created the heaven and the earth, and we're the only thing out there. And, of course, you know, we'd have to rewrite politics, because more people would be thinking that these guys are going to lead us, not our politicians. Unless, right. Of course, they have it in with them.
I totally understand that, and I totally agree. So why is it, like, why is it something we have to fear, though? Why can't it be something that we have to, like...
Because
accept and adapt to, like, why does it?
People fear change.
I know, but why?
Well, they fear change because they don't want to hear. In fact, I'll bet there are some people out there right now that are annoyed that I'm even on the air talking about this, because they think it's silly.
Oh, I absolutely agree, but mostly because they're in some sort of a denial about whether or not the reality that they perceive is real or not. But, mm-hmm. Like,
well, it's also part of the core question of. You have core questions in your life. You have, where did I come from, why am I here, and where am I going? And another core question is what is the fate of the planet, and are there aliens? Are there aliens out there, and if there are, what do they have in store for me?
Right. And there's so much talk about how politics and religion and the government, like, everything has such an effect on it, or would, like, change so much. Like, why are we putting, like, a fearful face to the aliens and not to... the government or politics or religion,
because
or what we know now.
I'll tell you why.
Because we know it.
Well, you know it, and I know it, but keep in mind this. An alien cannot stand trial for crimes against humanity. So if all things go wrong, what can you blame it on? the aliens, right?
We shouldn't.
Well, they can, and they probably will. Aliens make great patsies. Don't you think?
I think people... No, I don't.
Okay. Sarah, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Alex. Okay, let's go to line 7. Let's go to Mitchell now. Mitchell, hi, you're on Ground Zero, calling from Salem tonight.
Yeah, Mitchell.
How's it going, Mitchell?
Please.
So what's up?
What is this? Who is this? What's the name? What's your name? Sorry.
My name's Clyde. Hi.
Clyde, what's up, dude? I was calling, and I just turned on the radio today, and I heard you, I think, for the first time, and you started talking about aliens and, like, the Catholic Church going on about how, like, they're going to admit that, like, you know, that they're going to look into it. And I was just sitting at this street light, and I was looking at this light, and I looked at the light was on. Well, light wasn't on, and I thought to myself, light turned on, light turned on. Stuff like this happens to me all the time. And... You there?
Yeah, so you're telling me you have paranormal experiences all the time?
Almost, like, on a weekly basis, 3 or 4 times. I have a question, like, personally.
Sure.
About a year ago, I started writing a book.
Okay.
And it creatively for fun, no big deal. No, just because I was.
Okay.
Writing it, like, 3 in the morning, 3 to 7, 8 a.m. in the morning, all the time. I wrote in this book about things I'd never heard about, never read about. It's just fun fantasy. Mm-hmm. The older I get, the more I learn in school and all this stuff. This stuff's real. Like, how do people know stuff that they don't know?
I think it's because they have it they have it in their bodies. It's there in our subconscious. I think a lot of what we feel, a lot of things that we see coming at us are coming from within us. So if we are seeing aliens, then the aliens are coming from within. We are generating this meme. We're generating this idea, and it can basically materialize. You can materialize anything if you think hard and long about it. Why do you think they tell you to pray? Why do you think they tell you to plan and make goals? Because if you write the goal down and you have it fixated in your head, chances are you're going to wind up in that goal.
Unbelievable.
It's called manifestation. If you manifest it, so it will happen. If you build it, they will come. If you want them to come, aliens will arrive, and it seems like that's what they want.
And I totally get that perspective. It's a collective coming together that people. It's this realization that I want to help. I want people to understand things in a different way from their understanding. And all these things that happen, I think it can happen to anybody, but nobody pays attention to it.
Well, keep listening to Ground Zero, because we're going to try to enlighten your brain here at least for 2 hours on a Sunday night. We're here to stay for a while. Okay.
All right, dude.
All right, take care. Talk to you soon. Let's go to line 1 now. We're going to go to, I think it's Landon. Landon, hi. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde.
Yeah.
I was just wondering about maybe the wormhole.
Yeah.
We know if anything even came out of it.
I don't know. That's the thing, is they would never tell us even if something did come out of it, right? They would keep it quiet. And, you know, maybe if there was a discovery, they end up, I mean, if you remember in Star Trek, Abraham Lincoln came through the wormhole. I mean, if something like Santa Claus came through the wormhole, we'd really be shocked, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, they wouldn't tell us. Like I say, if they're going to disclose the alien reality or the uber-terrestrial reality as we brought up earlier, if they're going to address that, then it's going to be on their terms. And it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be the way we think it's going to be. I don't think they're going to be big saucers forming over the sky. I don't think there's going to be that going on. I think it's going to be a singular entity that's going to come up. It's going to appear. It's going to contact a few people. And immediately it will spread like mass hysteria throughout the entire consciousness, the entire zeitgeist of the planet. So there you go. Okay? Landon, thank you for calling, man. Take care. Bye-bye. It's 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. We're talking about disclosure. We're talking about the doomsday wormhole that happened over Norway on Tuesday. For those of you that haven't seen it, you can go to www.groundzeromedia.org. Click on the left, new articles. You can see it. Or you can go to YouTube and type in Norwegian light. There were several lights being seen also over South Africa. Another light over Utah. And tonight, the meteor shower is brilliant and beautiful. If you can see it, the clouds are parted. It's something you may want to look at. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
One.
101 KUFO, Portland's Rock.
Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
Now, we all know that there is undisputable pragmatic evidence of unusual phenomena that has been around for thousands of years. But let's face facts. People want to interpret things in different ways. You see, even if the government does say that ET exists, their spin and the stories that have been spun by people who are UFO and alien experts will more than likely clash. And then we have a war of words, minds, and philosophies about aliens. This is all sparked by a conversation that we started earlier in the hour about the Norway doomsday spiral, which of course is a great big bright light that spiraled out of control over Norway. A lot of people saying that it was something that had to do with opening a dimensional doorway that may let aliens in or uber terrestrials in. Let's go to Luke right now. Luke in Portland, you're on Ground Zero.
Luke, I just want you to let you know that I'm a huge fan of
Thank
the
you.
Show.
Thank you so much.
Listener. And I just want to talk about your previous caller who, and you said that if you thought about aliens enough and that they existed, that they would manifest.
Yeah.
And I would just, do you actually believe that?
Sure. I think that this is the deal. If you're looking for aliens, you'll find them. I think that if you can manifest a lot of things. People have the power to manifest things. In fact, it's not just me who says this. You know, I spoke with Stephen Hawking. When he was in Utah, I spoke with the University of Utah, and I spoke with Stephen Hawking, and he told me that there are things in the ether that can be manifest because of the fact that, you know, particles and matter and things of that nature can manifest if you, I mean, that's what magic is. You know, that's what magicians do. That's what spells are. They cast those spells, and those are supposed to create things to happen. I mean, it's a part of the, I guess you could call it the alchemical the alchemical project or property.
So if I were to think of God or, you know, Satan enough, they would eventually manifest in front of me.
If I was to tell you that there were demons under your bed, and I was to convince you that demons were under your bed, you probably think the demons are under your bed. I think a lot of the time the power of suggestion. Have you ever seen these people that claim that they have Satan in them, that they're possessed? I think a lot of that is power of suggestion. I think if you're told, there's something called pointing the bone. It's something that's in voodoo. And if someone who is in power or authority tells you that you're going to die, chances are you're going to die. Now, think about this, Luke. Think about how many times we've been told that 2012 is going to be the end of the world.
Right.
Think about how many times we've been told that the Mayan calendar ends on December 21st, 2012. Think about how many times we've been told that if we don't clean up our act environmentally, that global warming is going to kill us all. Think about how we were told that the sun is going to send a coronal ejection at the planet on 2012 and wipe out the entire planet. These are things that people hear, and they're so frightened that they're convinced that global warming is a reality when the data doesn't even measure up. And yet people will tell me that I'm an insensitive jerk because I say that global warming is a hoax. And even when the East Anglia situation, what they call the climate gate, where they were saying that the scientists had fudged the data, you know what that says? That says that scientists can be bought off to keep a secret or to fudge data. That means that the scientists that say that aliens don't exist, chances are lying to you. Scientists that say that we landed on the moon in 1969, they could be lying to you. That means that global warming is a big lie and they've been lying to you. I mean, what more are they going to lie about?
Well, you can just believe that there's aliens, but you can disregard something like global warming.
I didn't say that I believed in aliens. I say that if aliens aren't there, they'll create them, just like they'll create global warming. They can create anything. If you believe it, if they have the money and they have the power and they have all the control of the media, they can tell you anything. They convince you of anything. They can manifest global warming. What's that?
And I'll believe it.
You will if you don't study it and if you don't look it up. Half the people out there, if I tell you right now that global warming is not real, there are so many people that are going to tell me, oh, Clyde, you're just insensitive and you want the planet to die. No, I recycle. No, I don't take cars everywhere I go. I take trains and buses. I reduce my carbon footprint, but you know what? I didn't even know I had a damn carbon footprint until they told me I had one. And you know what a carbon footprint is? It measures down to 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons. That's 666 in my book, the mark of the beast, the scary thing that we all fear, right? So...
Right. correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So what are they creating? They're creating this ecumenical new world order, and we're all supposed to be a part of it, get our butts all taxed away, so we're not going to be able to afford to live because we're all wasting our time with CO2 gases, something that you exhale and that plants inhale. Can you tell me, there's no bigger farce on the planet than global warming.
And one more quick question, and is the Men in Black, do you believe that it's actually based on true events and it's a real agency?
I've interviewed the men. I've interviewed a man in black. I interviewed one. Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes, I interviewed one. His name was Mr. N. A long time ago, I interviewed him, and he was a very frightening individual.
Did he erase your memory?
No. He didn't erase my memory, but he told me that they act and they don't think about what they do. They do it, and they have no morals. They just go ahead and do what they need to do. They do what needs to be done. Let's go to, I think, Taylor. Taylor in Vancouver. Hi, you're on Ground Zero. Taylor, is that you? Line four?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Taylor. Go ahead. You're on Ground Zero.
Okay, hi. I've been listening for quite a while, and I've just been listening to mostly the entire show tonight.
What's
and
that?
And what I had to say okay. was that... There's a lot of stuff that I have to say, but first of all, that I fully, you know, I was listening to the part about HAARP,
mm-hmm.
and also that it has been blamed for Katrina, which is a weird thing, because that was kind of a weird out-of-the-blue experience for us, too. And also, the aliens as a whole might be a reality,
mm-hmm.
just because, like, attempts as a human race for mm-hmm. God might not have reached perfection with us.
Right.
So, go therefore, ahead. There could be other races out there and other universes out there that he's trying to make... you know, perfection, so that he can have a race that will attain that higher level of being that he wanted.
If you don't think aliens in your are in your Bible, go to Genesis chapter 6 and read that whole chapter.
Believe me.
Huh?
Believe me, I do.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Yeah, but they're in the Bible. Aliens exist. And not only that, but go to Genesis where it says, let us go down and create man in our own image. Let us go down? I thought there was one God. There's many of them that came down and made us all.
Trust me, I believe that, because you know what? I don't believe in one God. I believe God creates himself in many images to reverse, not reverse, but to reflect on many different kinds of people, because there cannot be just one.
So you're polytheistic?
In a way, I'm technically a Christian, but in a way I also believe that God has an aspect for every single part of life.
Do you practice witchcraft?
I have in the past.
Cool. I figured you did, because nobody who doesn't practice witchcraft, I mean, I've known a lot of witches, and they are many of them polytheistic.
But the other thing that I really was calling in about tonight was the about a week ago, right before that whole experience with the wormhole,
mm-hmm.
I had seen, you know where there's the, in Portland, when you're going over the Glen Jackson, if you look slightly to the left when you're looking at it, there is a... hilltop with lights on it. I don't remember what's up there. I believe it's a temple. I'm not sure.
Right.
There was one star that was the most gigantic star I've ever seen in my life, and it was completely stationary. That star split into three right in front of my eyes, and I watched it.
Could be the space station. Watching... Think about mm-hmm. that. It's the ISS space station, do you think? I think it's the space station, International Space Station.
No, because it was completely stationary, and as I watched it, it split off into three... bright light.
Well, that's not the station. That is some UFO you saw, I guess. Something you saw, then, I mean, UFOs are seen all the time.
And when I pulled off on the Sandy,
yeah,
watching it, and they moved, they went from being completely stationary to being completely in the same rate of motion going off toward the east.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching it. And my fiance had seen something similar about 6 months before.
That's pretty peculiar. You know, if you really want to see UFOs that are nearby in Washington, there's a place called Mount Adams eSETI. James Gilliland runs it. You see UFOs there all the time. I counted 9 last time I visited there. You should go by there. In fact, I may organize a group in the spring to go up there, and we can all go up together and enjoy the UFOs that are up there. They're interesting.
Oh, I'd totally be down for that. If, you know, like you could put something up for it, I'd be totally down to go see that.
I'll give it a shot. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Jim now. Hi, Jim. You're on Ground Zero. Calling from Aloha tonight. Hi.
Hello. Very interesting program tonight.
Thank you.
The reason I was calling was thanks to our DTV switch last summer, Portland TV stations now get a whole lot of programs they didn't used to have.
Right.
And I've been watching reruns of the original Outer Limits from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the standout episodes of The Outer Limits was called The Architects of Fear.
Yes, that's exact. I'm glad you brought that up. That's where they actually altered the DNA of a human to look like an alien.
Yeah, they had this little alien they somehow got, but this thing was no threat because it was about the size of a monkey, and it was stupid, but they converted one of the, they had this secret organization of scientists and progressives, and they converted one of their members into an alien who would be a threat, and then they sent him up in a rocket to come down and threaten humanity, and of course it didn't work out.
He ended up getting shot by farmers, didn't he?
Yeah, he landed, he was supposed to land like on the mall in D.C., and he ends up landing out in the woods somewhere, and a bunch of hunters just see something strange and blast him away, and he ends up back at the secret lab where they created him, but it didn't work out. But that's supposed to have been based, I read, on the day the earth stood still. So, I mean, this goes back a long ways about people, you know, hey, we got a threat against humanity, get us all together, and, you know, it's, well, it's like a family. Families fight among themselves, but if there's a threat from the outside, then the family joins together.
It's something called predictive programming. I don't know if you know of a film called Things to Come, but what happened in the movie Things to Come, it came out in the 1930s about a master race that was supposed to take over the world. And then, after the master race takes over the world, there's a group of people that want to organize against this master race. This was 3 years before Hitler and 10 years before the UN.
I'm trying to remember who was in it. It was Futuristic City, and they had flying cars and the whole thing. And I've only seen stills and short clips of it.
Right, and it's really interesting the way movies come out like that, and you look at them. It's like what's really interesting is I don't know if you ever were a fan of The Lone Gunman, which is an X-Files spinoff, but their first episode dealt with the idea of planes being remotely controlled and slamming into the World Trade Center. This happened 6 weeks before 9/11.
Well, when 9/11 happened, it was 3 hours ahead here. So by the time it happened, it was already over by the time we on the West Coast were getting up and getting out.
Right.
I turned on the radio and I heard about this disaster in Manhattan. I'm thinking, well, they must have an earthquake or something like that. And they said all these people running away, and then they mentioned two aircraft flying into the World Trade Center. And I'm a historian by that's my hobby, passion. And it's, I mean, a half a second after I heard two planes hit the World Trade Center, my mind immediately went kamikazes, because you do not have two aircraft hitting a structure like that. It would be impossible for it to happen twice at the same time.
Do you want to hear something really weird? That you're talking about kamikazes, Japanese soldiers that would basically fly into
suicide squadron.
Yeah, suicide squads. Guess what movie was playing in movie theaters when 9/11 happened?
Pearl Harbor?
Exactly right. How's that for predictive programming?
That's the biggest load of... historically inaccurate.
I know.
That's a whole other program.
I know, but I'm just saying that it was kind of ironic that that was going on. I appreciate your call, calling in tonight. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Steven now. Steven from Portland, talking about the wormhole. You're on Ground Zero. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just listening to your program here since about 10 o'clock, since basically the start.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about the wormhole.
Sure.
And how the Russians, they said that it was one of their missiles that had fired. It was like a misfire, right?
Right. That's what the Russians... Well, the Russians... It was first pinned on the Russians. The Russians denied it. And then there were a number of people that said it was part of something called ESCAT in Tromso, that went down. In fact, there was a New York Times article that also talked about CERN and the Large Hadron Collider firing on that very same day, or just the night before.
Yeah, well, you know, in my opinion, I don't think it was Russians or anything like that. And, you know, I do believe in, you know, the ET, extraterrestrial, out there, because, you know, I've had experiences. You know, I went camping down in the Deschutes River for a week, and it was about 1 o'clock, you know, and we're having the campfire and all that, and there's these bright three lights, and they weren't stars, I mean, they're just bright, and then it only lasted for like 5 seconds, but it was pretty bright to, you know, and so I've just had experiences, and I totally, you know, the wormhole, that's just like science, you know. I don't think anything that they'll come out to be as aliens or anything like that, so...
But you think they're experimenting?
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling in tonight, telling me about your experience there at the Deschutes. Let's go to Chris now. Chris, hi. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was wondering, like, what your opinion is on all this alien stuff that's going on in the wormhole.
Well, I don't know if aliens came out of the wormhole, but I do know that CERN has said, the people of CERN have said that this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to make contact with something out there. And there's also the Catholic Church saying, hey, there is something out there. And there are a number of people that are saying, I want the government to tell me that there is something out there. But you know what? You take a look at all the movies that have come out and all the people buying tickets and all the books that are sold and all these people out there, they know. We know. We don't need a government to tell us. So that's my problem with that. And I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with that. Thank you for your call. We got to go to a break. Appreciate it. 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. We'll be back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. Keep it right here. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. Just got word from the chat room at ZeroPointRadio.com that there's a project that's classified right now. And, oh, I see. Okay. There is, okay, this is what's going down. There is a UFO being monitored by the Cassini space probe over Saturn, the South Pole. 1.5 million miles of the South Pole, 20-mile craft sat stationary, NASA and other organizations are now watching it. Now, that doesn't mean it's extraterrestrial. It doesn't mean that it's alien, but it means that something is strange. This just came down the wire. Something strange being seen. And I'm not doing this to panic you. I'm asking questions right now. What the hell is this? Anyway, crazy. Let's go down to Travis. Travis, hi. You're on Ground Zero.
Hi, Clyde. How you doing?
Good.
I'd just like to start out by saying I'm a fellow conspiracy theorist, and it's great to have somebody on local radio spreading the word.
Thank you, man.
But, you know, I have to say, I'm a little disturbed by the fact that you seem to be taking a fear approach to the Hadron Collider and stuff like that, which, I mean, one of your fellow callers was talking about, or previous caller was talking about how, why do we have to be scared of it? And I'm kind of wondering the same thing. I mean, you were talking about Stephen Hawking and stuff like that. I'm assuming you're familiar with string theory, super string theory.
Yes, I am. But the reason why I think that the Hadron Collider is scary, two words, black hole.
I hear you, but, you know, we as humans have tended to fear what we don't understand.
Yeah, but you know what? If a black hole forms at CERN, it could take us out in less than a second. That's not enough time to say, oh, you know what? You can't tell me that doesn't give you just a little bit of a kind of a weird feeling. I mean, when they were going to set off the atomic bomb, they thought they were going to blow up the atmosphere. And that's why they said their little chant, I have become death, the destroyer of worlds. And you know that very same God that they quoted from the Bhagavad Gita was actually the same God that's at CERN. They have it right there, the God of destruction. And I find that interesting that the God of destruction, and also if you take a look at the logo of CERN, have you seen the logo of CERN, the thing they use for their sign? It has three sixes in it. You take a look at it, it's blatant. It's three sixes in the word CERN. I mean, that tells me right there that they're up to something, and if they're trying to contact God, you know, I saw something in the movies one time. It was called Raiders of the Lost Ark, where the Nazis tried to do that. They didn't end up being looking too good at the end. That's the way I look at it.
I hear you, but I just don't think the fear should stop us from conducting these experiments. I mean, we could, you know, potentially from these experiments be able to do deep space travel.
I agree with you. I totally
find, you know, other worlds out there,
yep,
with intelligent life on them,
mm-hmm,
we could not find otherwise. I mean, we could be talking about, you know, a form of warp drive.
Hey, I totally agree with you, Travis. I totally agree with you. But you know what? That still scares me. You know, even the idea, here's something to think about. You know those transporters that they have in Star Trek?
Yep.
You know, they're trying to develop them. Okay, and we hear all these people bitching and moaning about the fact that they don't want to see stem cell research being done, but do you know what transporters do? They basically kill you and then reassemble you somewhere else.
That is true.
So, I mean, the whole idea of taking the human body and proving that there's no life after death because it'll kill you and then reassemble you somewhere else, I think is actually pushing the God limit, too. I hope you know that.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, the theory for, you know, like string theory, you know, most of string theory is done at higher energy. We're talking about particles at high energy levels.
Right.
Supposedly the universe hasn't experienced since the Big Bang.
Well,
and we're talking about maybe finding out where we come from, and maybe, I mean, I don't want to get in a huge religious argument here, but, you know, it seems that a lot of religions, for better or for worse, you know,
all right, I appreciate. I got to go to another call. Let's go to line six. Let's go to Jeff in Montreal, Canada, calling from Montreal tonight. Hi, Jeff. Long time to get in, huh? Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jeff. Okay. We got a little bit of time. Just we're coming up about a minute, 2 minutes out. So go ahead and say what you need to say. Thank you for calling from Montreal tonight.
Hey, thank you. Great show.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk briefly. I wanted to find out first if you had seen the movie The Fourth Kind.
Not yet. I got to go see it.
Okay, it's about a town in Nome, Alaska that apparently, based on some sort of loose facts, that experienced abductions.
It was based on no facts. Did you know that?
I beg your pardon?
It's based on no facts. None of that happened.
Yeah.
They lied. In fact, they didn't even film it in Nome, Alaska. They filmed it in Bulgaria. You know what's even weirder? Bulgarians are now saying, hey, we've contacted aliens using agroglyphs. I think it's just bizarre. What else do you have to say tonight? We're closing the show with you tonight, Jeff. Got to you. So go ahead and say some more before we go.
I just wanted to say that, well, first of all, the UFO story for me is just a bunch of nonsense. I don't believe in that. I think there's a much more earthly explanation for all of this. I would happen to think that CERN might be indirectly a cause of this,
mm-hmm.
and that's I agree with you on that.
Okay.
It is a pretty spooky project.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for calling in tonight from Montreal.
Thank you.
Take care. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. I want to thank you all for joining me for my first show after 4 years of being away, but I'm back, and I will make sure that you're fully entertained every Sunday night, 10 o'clock. Got Art with me tonight running the board. I'd like to thank him for being there. I'd like to thank all the people who supported Ground Zero all these years, Frank and Dante, several other people that are out there listening tonight, ZeroPointRadio.com, and Max and RF and all those guys out there that are listening, Sarah. I'd like to say goodnight to you. And one more thing. I'd like to say goodnight to someone else. Little Liam, I told you I'd say goodnight to you. Goodnight, Liam. Have a good night from Ground Zero.